Thank you, Director General, and cognizant of the time, I'll try and be concise. First, I'd like to thank the other speakers who've outlined very well the importance of the issue and the extent of the problem. And so I thought maybe I would focus my remarks on how we might move forward in the WIPO context. Before I do, I'd just like to highlight Canadian law. Canada has a policy that recognizes that steps can be taken through IP laws to enhance accessibility for persons with perceptual disabilities. We've chosen to put in place an exception, which allows adaptation of materials into accessible formats such as Braille and audiobooks. And for those who are interested, it can be found in Section 32 of the Copyright Act of 1997. What this exception provides is that no payment is required to the copyright owner. But this exception is only available if a work in a form adapted to needs to the perceptually disabled is not available commercially. This copy can be made at the request of a person with perceptual disability, and by that we use the terms which are roughly equivalent to WIPO's reading disability or reading impairment, or the copy can be made by a nonprofit organization acting on behalf of persons with perceptual disabilities. If we look into the international context, I consider there's already considerable flexibility in domestic laws with respect to the creation of copies in an accessible format. There's no need to wait for an international agreement or a new set of international disciplines to take domestic action. However, and I think this has been pointed out by other speakers, one area where an international agreement would be useful is in respect to the facilitation of exchange of accessible materials created under a limitation or an exception. This would address an area of significant international uncertainty. So what would WIPO's role be? What is, I would say there's already discussion started on a possible WIPO instrument. And for those of us who've been involved in intellectual property for a time, we know there are many possible mechanisms and there are advantages and disadvantages to each. That being said, Canada is willing to engage and work within WIPO, and we enter this discussion open to consideration of what is the best approach. At the last SCCR, Canada suggested a number of guiding principles that would apply no matter what instrument, whether it's binding or non-binding, might be adopted. And I'll just take a minute to run through these. First, any instrument should allow a variety of mechanisms for the production of copies for domestic purposes. These could include, but not be limited to, an exception, compulsory license, or a conditional exception. Second, countries should be allowed to have different types of exceptions or limitations with respect to different types of materials. For example, you could include an exception for Braille books, but for the production of audiobooks, you would require a compulsory license. Third, it is not necessary to have a uniform rule in all countries to allow the international exchange of adapted materials. I think flexibility in domestic law is one of the cornerstones of intellectual property. And we need to be allowed to maintain that. However, fourth, it would be necessary to discuss the norms that would apply to exchange of materials among the countries which have different limitations or exceptions for the production of adapted material. This is an area that would require some thought, some imagination, some flexibility, but an area I think would be useful. And fifth, whatever instrument we produce should be in place to facilitate the exchange of adapted material. Canada's approach emphasizes flexibility with respect to national approaches, and I'll underscore again that a uniform rule is not necessary to facilitate international exchanges. Turning to consultations and future work, I'd just like to say that Canada greatly appreciates the work being done by the stakeholder platform. They've outlined a number of elements that could be considered and deployed, of which an international instrument is only one part. Within Canada, we're continuing to engage in consultations with our domestic stakeholders, and we look forward to working with other WIPO members and other stakeholders in moving this important issue forward. And with that, I'd just like to thank the chair and open up for questions.